Welcome back to the Press Box on this beautiful 4th of July Friday. My special guest this morning is jockey Joseph Ramos, one of the best riders we have in our game today, and what a rising star and what a great year you're having, Joseph, and thanks for being with us this morning.
No, thank you for the opportunity, and hello to everyone.
You know, Joseph, it's a big weekend for everybody up at Horseshoe Indianapolis. The Grade 3 Indiana Oaks, the Grade 3 Indiana Derby this weekend, kind of promoting the sport and also one of the best-kept secrets, I think, in all of racing. What a job they've done in at Horseshoe Indianapolis, and I know you've had a great deal of success up there so far this year.
Yes, it is. Everything been falling in place for me that you know, I think about it and I look on the past couple months and everything has been like crazy good, you know, everything been falling in place. I give the credit to the Lord that you know, keep me healthy and give me the strength to do what I love, you know, the most, being around horses. And I give credit to my agent. He's been working a lot, working hard, doing the most he can, you know, to get me on the nice horses.
You know, Joseph, a couple of things I wanted to touch on before we get to your mount in the Indiana Derby. But, you know, you've been riding for Randy Kropp up there. Randy, one of the best trainers on the grounds every year. But your win percentage with Randy Kropp this meet, 38%. That's amazing.
Yeah, Randy does a great job with the horses. We have a very good communication, even with the whole crew on the barn. They just love me. I love them. We know, you know, I know a little bit about horses, you know, a bunch. He's been training horses from I don't know what years. I don't know when he started, but, you know, he got a lot of, like, knowledge about horses, and he know what he's doing. He put me on the horses when they're ready to run. You know, but other than that, it being, you know, always behind him, giving me the support too, you know.
You know, but you've earned that support. I mean, look at some of the horses you've ridden so far this year. Mercantile, a Grade 3 winner, the Twin Spires Kentucky Cup Classic. You've won with Nobody Listens, Latigo. And then, you know, you were up on Flying Mohawk and, you know, I know he had the colic surgery this weekend. It's going to be out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But you've really, really made the most, I think, of your opportunities. And, what do you think is your biggest strength as a rider?
My biggest dream?
No, strength. What is the thing that you think helps you with a horse more than anything else?
I think my personality overall.
Yeah,
cause I'm a very happy person. I'm always smiling. That's just the way I am. That's the way I grew up. That's the way they taught me how to be. And yeah. I think that I help the horses in that way, because horses can feel anything. If you have a bad energy, a bad attitude, a bad aura, the horses can feel it. So I think that helped me the most. The horses can get relaxed for me very good and do whatever I ask them to do. Obviously, you need the horses to, you know, get the job done. But I think what helped me the most is my personality, my aura, my vibe. You know, horses get along with me very well.
I think that's a great point, Joseph. I mean, two things. You've ridden for me and several horses for us, and you're right. You're always smiling. You always greet people with a very warm personality. But that translates to the horse, I think, because when you are in a race, you have to communicate with the horse in so many different ways. And if you're happy, then I think maybe the horse is happy too.
Exactly. Horses feel everything, you know. And like they say, happy horse, you know, happy horse can run all day. That's what they say. And I think that communication between me and the horses and that vibe, like overall, it makes the horses, like, you know, give me that extra step.
You know, you're riding
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. And boy, that smile of yours is is really a joy to see, you know, because this is a sport that's it's very, very tough, and I know it's tough on you and your fellow jockeys and riders because of a lot of the demands that are on you. But you know, to have somebody in the game that's very positive and very happy, I think that plays well, you know, because we're all lucky to be in this game.
Yeah, it's too many bad stuff happening for us to be complaining or sad, you know, on our daily life. There's too many stuff going, you know, that not the way we want it, but we got to keep going, you know, step forward and just, you know, do our thing. Life is just one. I learned that last year. And you know, before even my accident, I can say that I was a very happy person, like, overall, like I say, and I was positive. But after accident, I think I grew up a bunch about just the life and how everything goes. You know, you gotta keep your smile and keep your forehead straight, looking forward, you know, and just hustle, work, and like I say, enjoy my dream and living the dream.
Let's talk about the Indiana Derby, Grade Three race, purse of 300,000. Really some nice horses in here. Publisher, who ran in the Derby and ran second in the Arkansas Derby, still a maiden. You've got Coal Battle, who was one of the top contenders for the Triple Crown early this year, won the Grade Two Rebel, ran third in the Grade One Arkansas Derby. You know, you've got Tip Top Thomas coming in for Todd Pletcher, having won two of four starts up, won the last time up at Aqueduct. But your horse, Brother Kenny, I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about this gelded son of Motown. You've won on him two times in a row, and he seems to really love Indiana.
Yes, when Bill Murray brought this horse to the ground, I mean, not to the ground, when he trained at turf, but when he brought it to Indiana, he let me do whatever the horse wanted to do out of the gate, you know, because he knows he trained horses very well. He's a good horseman, and his instructions were like, just win, just go out there and win. You know what to do. You know, horses break and find your spot, let them find his stride. And that day, the horse was kind of sharp. He got a break from Turfway until May. Then he can. I think that day he was kind of like sharp because of the time off. And then when he brought a second time, the horse break, and I just sat with him back there and waited the most I can to make my move. I knew I had a ton of horse. It was just finding the moment to just, you know, let my horse run. And I think, like I said, I think this horse is very versatile. I think he can run all day, but I think he can run like either close on the pace, on the front, come from behind, and I think that's gonna help me a lot. I think the fact that he run on the surface, on the ground already, I think
Right.
that's gonna help me even more, because some of these horses, they are sheepier, you know, they just came to run, and it's hard for some horses to adapt to some different surface. I give credit to all the other horses, you know. It's a competitive race. All the horses, they look good on the form. All the horses been trying hard, but I have a lot of confidence on my horse. I believe on the job that Dumoria and his whole crew does, and I think it's just about finding the right position and just let the horse find his stride and do his thing.
Yeah, you know, that's a big point, because if you look at and handicap the race, there's a couple of horses that look like they might want the lead, but your horse seems to have that stalking speed that you can maybe lay in there right behind those top speed horses, and then maybe have the first jump on them when you get to the top of the turn.
Exactly. I mean, I hope so. That's the plan, you know. But like I said, I can plan too many things now and say too many stuff. But everything
Right.
changes when the doors are open, and you know how it goes.
Yeah.
But you know, we got a plan A, plan B, plan C. And I know my horse very versatile. He doesn't mind like where to be. He just wants to run, and I think that's something that's gonna help him, you know, the whole way around.
Yeah. Last question for you, Joseph, and I'll let you get to work because you got a big card today as well. You're getting to share the jocks quarters with some guys you probably have grown up watching and you know maybe you know being able to talk to a guy like Mike Smith, who's going to be writing publisher, and then maybe John Velasquez, two Hall of Famers. What does that mean for you? Do you get a chance to talk to those guys in between races and stuff like that?
Yes, I talk to Johnny most of the time when I go to short show. He's very nice to me. He always talks to me a lot. Mike Smith, I never got the opportunity to talk to him like on a deep conversation, you know, but I met him at short show, and I met him at Killa, and he's a very nice guy. They always give good advice to young riders like me. And like I said, I learned from them. They're very positive. You can tell Mike Smith, he's always positive, always smiling, finding, you know, the good stuff on the bad things that happens, like on jockey life, because it's hard, you know, to make it. And they're very good, nice people. They talk a lot on the jocks room. They're very how I can say this without sounds crazy, because they're kind of like me, you know.
Right.
And I see myself on them too, you know. It's just about time to find the horses, getting more trust in the people who have these kind of horses, you know. And it's step by step. I learn from them. I'm happy to be on a race with them, because before even being on the jockey school, I watched races from the States, and all you can hear is Ramon Dominguez, John Velasquez, Mike Smith, you know.
Right.
And
you know,
and
yeah, you're right. I mean, that's
right,
amazing. It's amazing.
Right, and now have the opportunity to be on the gate, you know, around them. Just share on the jockey room, you know, just spend some time on the jockey room. It's something that you know, you dream about, but you never think that you're going to get there. You know, it's I think anybody has dreams. Everybody has dreams, and you know, it's hard to think that you can reach them, you know, when you think about something that you want in life, knowing how difficult is this business or this sport at all. And it's just a blast, you know. I think I just been blessed, and I'm just enjoying every moment of it.
Excuse me, Joseph. But you know, for us to have the next John Velasquez or the next Mike Smith, we've got to have the young Joseph Ramos, that brings so much to our game and sport, and showcase, because you are the people that interact with the fans probably more than anybody. And you know, your year this year, I think, has opened a lot of eyes and opened. I hope it opens a lot more doors. I look forward to seeing you soon. I hope to get back up there and run a few at one of my most favorite racetracks in the world. I love coming up to Shelbyville, Indiana. That's a beautiful place, and I look forward to seeing you very soon, my friend. And best of luck this.
Thank you, man. You got me bust bumps saying that, man. And I'm just going to keep working, and I'm going to let your world go down. I promise.
I know that. I do know that. Thank you.
Man, I love the sport. I love the fans. The fans are the ones who support us, you know, keep us on going. Because without the fans, we won't be here. So that's kind of like one of the things that I understand the most, because I've been fan before being a jockey, and I've been fan of too many sports, you know, even basketball, baseball, the music, you know, stuff that when you're a fan, you support, you know, either an artist or either a team or either a single player, you know. It's kind of like, you know, something different. And fans take everything you do for them, they take it to the heart, they take it home, you know, they share that with their families, and you know how the sport goes. Even us as a jockey, we share moment on the winner's circle or even on the paddock, and we brought that to our families, you know, we shared that to our families, and like I think that's something very important for the sport. And I think every jockey or every person, trainer, owner, whatever, need to like give that back to the fans who support us, for sure.
So there'll be a lot of fans that on that apron today and tomorrow, and I know that there'll be one rider in that post parade that will be laughing and be smiling and be waving to those fans, and that will be Joseph Ramos. So You have the most wonderful weekend. Enjoy this moment. I hope all the best for you, young man. You're a great asset to our sport.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. God bless you all, and thank you for the opportunity for having me, man. I really appreciate it. You know I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, my friend. You take care. Have a great weekend.
Anytime. Anything you need, just holler at me. I'd be here for you all the time.
You always say that. You always
thank you, mister.
See you, friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.